baby, do that conga.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Flooding across the upper Midwest continuing this week. ABC's Melissa Adan is near Mankato, Minnesota.
After days of relentless rain, the Rapidan Dam suffering damage from flooding Monday morning. Other parts of the state suffering from torrential rain. Volunteers in Waterville coming together to prepare sandbags. Many other states in the Midwest underwater, with at least one person dying in South Dakota.
The relentless heat wave still bearing down on much of the country. Millions under heat warnings or heat alerts again today. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange headed back to Australia. He has reached a deal with the Justice Department years after obtaining and then publishing classified government documents online. The first presidential debate of the 2024 election coming up on Thursday. Today is primary day across much of the country, including in New York. The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup. They beat the Edmonton Oilers last night 2-1 in Miami. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Residents of an apartment building in Bluffview Estates in the town of Sumter in rural Sauk County are now displaced following a fire that happened Saturday, which destroyed the 16-unit facility. It happened early Saturday morning. The Sauk City Fire Department and three other agencies responded to a report of smoke coming from the roof of a building in the complex on Highway 12 between Baraboo and Sauk City. A crew of roughly 115 firefighters knocked down the fire by 10:30 a.m. and then began salvaging items from the complex. An excavator arrived to remove the building's metal roof, allowing access to the hot spots. Four firefighters were hospitalized at Sauk Prairie Hospital. The complex was home to 16 families that will now be displaced. The Red Cross was able to find places for the families to stay for the night. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and warm with a high near 90 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 62. Mostly sunny and 80 for Wednesday. A touch cooler Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. For Friday, showers and thunderstorms return. We'll see a high near 80. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 74.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. You know, lately we've been telling you to stay dry, but in this case, if you just heard that forecast from Corey Hartman, a high near 90 today, you're definitely going to want to try and stay cool. Easier said than done, right? Here's Michael Jackson.
Bedroom. 80s, 90s, and more.
Love. 99.7 Max FM.
Boy Crazy, that's what love can do. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 13 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Tuesday?
I'm doing pretty well, Maddie. How about yourself? How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. It's a very warm, humid, kind of muggy day out there. It's a little bit of like when you step outside, the glasses immediately fog up kind of morning. There's a lot of humidity hanging in the air. Hopefully everybody's okay after those storms that passed through last night. Luckily, they ended up being a little bit more mild than what Corey Hartman and our meteorologists over at Severe Studios actually anticipated, mostly because it was so hot in Minnesota yesterday, the atmosphere created a cap so it couldn't actually storm, because they had, I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but over in Minnesota, they had heat indexes well over 100 degrees yesterday. So,
Ouch. Yikes.
I know. And that's pretty much the story across a lot of the country right now, is just this heat and, of course, the rain and the flooding. And you heard ABC News there at the beginning of the hour talking about some of the destruction and the damage. And everybody's been really watching that dam over in Mankato, because that could be a whole nother issue. issue unto itself if that actually completely breaks at some point in time. So everybody's just kind of keeping an eye on things because this is nuts. Stop already, Mother Nature. We are done. We do not need any more moisture. We are full up, at least for a little bit.
Now, it sounds like we have a little bit of a reprieve as far as the hot temperatures go in the next
Today's going to be gross. Today is supposed to be 90. Right. And then, of course, we're talking about the humidity. And so it's going to feel sticky out there. And then as we go through the course of the rest of the week, we're talking highs right around 80. And we actually do not have any rain in the forecast, at least until Friday. Now, that being said, that's happened quite a few times so far this spring / summer, because we're just kind of into the summer, right? That only actually started last week. But there's been a few days where we've had like no rain in the forecast. And then surprise, Mother Nature drops the shower or two on us. So we'll see what she's got in store. But hopefully we can dry some things out over the next few days and enjoy some sunshine because, well, I think everybody in the upper Midwest deserves a little reprieve from this rain. It is ridiculous.
Yeah, Columbia County. I mean, there's a lot of places in the state where they're dealing with high flood waters and you trying to block off roads and getting everything safe and protected. So, yeah, a little break would be nice.
Yesterday, Dexter and I had drums. We had taekwondo. I'm like, I'm jumping ahead in the week, Finn. I'm ready to get this week over with already. We had taekwondo and we've started a new schedule. And so most likely Mondays and Thursdays will be our day. Unfortunately, the online calendar that his taekwondo school had up and the actual schedule do not mesh together. And so we missed two different classes because of the online schedule. And then finally I asked, I was like, what time should he actually be there? So we got to drive to Madison yesterday to buy three things at Target and then come home.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sometimes it happens. This is why you should always check ahead, people, and ask questions before you just jump into doing things. I thought I had it all covered, though. You know, I'm like looking at the online schedule. I'm like, ooh, look at this. I know exactly what time we should be there. That's his belt rank. We're going to take this general class so that he can work on some fundamentals, you know, as he kind of steps back into the taekwondo world. I'm like, we got this. And then we get there, and it actually was 15 minutes ahead both times. Anyway, it was a disaster. We didn't get to a class, but we got to drive through the core of those severe thunderstorm warnings that were happening last night. So that was fun. We get into Sauk City and we look over at the river and Dexter goes, that's a river, right? And I said, yep, last time I checked. And he's like, well, it looks more like a lake right now, because even in Sauk, that river is way, way out of its normal boundaries. But I mean, you know, last year we were talking about how you could see all the sand dunes out there on the river. And this year you're like, where is the river? Where is the banks actually start and stop? So a little crazy right now. Now, did you do anything fun and exciting yesterday, or pretty normal day at the Finn household?
Yesterday it was all right. As you mentioned, it was warm and muggy. And again, it was apparently lawn mowing time. So that was fun. I did have the night off from rehearsals, so it was nice to get a little break and just a little bit of a breather. Of course, then you spend the rest of the day basically looking at your script anyway. But, you know, a nice little bit of a break there. The dogs, it was so funny with the dogs, because our lab retriever, Sunset, who is really an outdoor dog. She loves to be outdoors. She loves to
supposed to be
drink,
anyway, right?
Exactly. Drink in the sun, right?
Yes.
So she went outside a few times yesterday, and even she was kind of like, okay, enough. I gotta come in.
I'm there. It's why we're still walking so early in the morning, because Aspen does not like the heat. And so it's just easier to take her out in the morning and let her do her 2 mile walk and then just do little shorties up and down the road in front of our house throughout the day, because at least it stretches her legs. She gets her sniffs out. She sees some bunnies. She sees some squirrels. But it's much more conducive to how she feels about the heat and the bugs than anything else. And so we try to do our walks early in the morning. We did one this morning, and we were basically about a quarter mile in, and she looked at me and it was kind of like, why do you make me do these things? Because it is very humid out this morning, and she was feeling it right away. So take it easy though if you have to be out outside today. That is going to be the moral
story. Stay hydrated, too.
I mean, it's not even, I mean, when we're talking, you know, what summer temperatures could be like, 90 is hot, but it's really going to be the humidity on top of things today that's going to make it feel kind of brutal. But we have so much moisture just hanging in the air. I mean, there everything is damp. Everything feels wet. It's sticky. There's fog everywhere. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I'm a little nervous about that because if you remember last year how warm it got, we had some, we had many 100 plus days last year. And this year, I'm kind of waiting for the other shoe to hit the ground. But it's been warm, but not that warm. But
we can handle it so far. We can handle it so far. I mean,
July, I'm sure, will be an experience.
Right? Right about the time the Sauk County Fair rolls around, and then we become the sweatiest people in all of Sauk County once again. I mean, that's just how we're kind of known in the month of July. But hopefully everybody takes it easy out there. And as long as we're talking about the pets, watch them today if they have to be outside. Remember, even if it feels okay to be out there, make sure that if they're going to be on pavement, sidewalks, you're kind of watching their little feet, because when we're talking 90 plus degrees and then the humidity on top
gets hot.
And the sun, because eventually that's supposed to come out from these clouds, well, then it gets really hot. And I always do the touch test with my hand. Like if I have to pull my hand away really hot fast because it's too hot on my hand, I know it's probably too much for her little paws. So then we stick to the grassy areas wherever we might be. Now, there's a couple things here this morning in the pop culture world, entertainment world, that I definitely want to touch on, including this new TikTok challenge, which is being called the Raw Dog Challenge, which is not as bad as you might be thinking as soon as I say the words here this morning, okay? If you're one of those people who gets really bored on a long flight, or if you've ever, you know, and if you've had to stop just fighting it and just embrace the boredom, this might be a challenge for you. It's called Raw Dogging, but it has nothing to do, again, with what you're probably thinking this morning. Nobody's joining the Mile High Club in this particular Raw Dog challenge. People online, mostly men, are posting videos of themselves intentionally avoiding all entertainment for an entire plane ride. The only thing that you can do is stare at the flight map on the seat back screen in front of you, but some aren't even doing that. The real diehards won't eat or even drink anything if you want to really challenge yourself. They won't even get up to use the bathroom. So if you're on a really long flight, that's going to be rough, really rough. It's mostly a dumb challenge, but some claim they tried it and they actually prefer it now. All right. They say it's almost like meditation. You just stare straight ahead, listen to the engines, and you completely zone out.
Sure.
I could not do that.
No. Especially on an overseas flight or a really, really long flight. Why would you want to do that?
I don't know.
Oh, man. I would get so...
Wouldn't that be awful? So,
yeah.
It would really be awful. I would be so bored. I mean, we flew from, Madison to Las Vegas, and I ended up not enjoying the book that I had brought along and ended up playing I Spy with my husband for the last leg of the trip because I was so bored. I could not just stare at the seat back in front of me. I could not do that. Now, interestingly enough, though, Seinfeld actually had this idea about 17 years ago when David Putty did it in an episode in season 9. If you're a big Seinfeld fan, you probably know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yep, it caused one of the many breakups with Elaine, in fact. So there you go.
He was driving Elaine nuts in that episode, wasn't he?
You know, I love that Seinfeld was before its time, like way before the TikTok generation. They were already giving us these weird challenges. But raw dogging people, and if they ask, you can tell them you're doing exactly that. And again, it's nothing bad that you might actually be thinking about on a flight.
Good now, luck with all that. If that's what you're going to try and accomplish, good luck.
I'm going to stick with a movie on my laptop, and I'm going to stick with books. That's what I'm going to stick with on a flight. I don't take the TikTok challenges very personally, and I'm okay if I fail most of them, because most of them are really stupid anyway, including this one.
Yeah. Speaking of the movies on the flight, now I know Mr. Hartman is an audiophile, so do you bring along your own headphones when you
we
or do,
do
you Yeah, okay. Yeah, because
yeah,
those
do.
Little earbuds that they give you are
they're awful.
Pretty pathetic.
Plus, we both do wireless, so it just makes it much easier that way. Yeah. You know, and then we have them for our trip because I still work out when we travel, so I usually need them for working out, for gyms, for walking, whatever I'm going to do on a particular day. So, no, we bring our own. We bring our own stuff. Now, in other entertainment news, horror is going to have its day, or I guess days, because in 2025, did you see this? John Carpenter and Robert Englund are both going to get stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Carpenter is actually the writer and director of a lot of horror and sci-fi classics, including Halloween, The Fog, The Thing, Escape from New York, Big Trouble in Little China, They Live, and Prince of Darkness. Robert Englund, of course, is best known for playing Freddy Krueger in the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, except for the 2010 remake, which we can forget about anyway. Also getting stars next year, Prince, obviously that will be done posthumously, Jane Fonda, Jessica Chastain, Colin Farrell, Emilio Estevez, Nia Long, Fran Drescher, Lauren Graham, Bill Nye, the science guy. We're going to get Bill Nye, the science guy. Hollywood. Oh, I'm so excited about that. Sherry Shepherd, South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone, Fantasia, Depeche Mode, the B-52s, Green Day, Busta Rhymes, George Strait, Keith Urban, and there's a whole slew of others that will be getting Hollywood Walk of Fame stars.
Did you say Depeche Mode?
Depeche Mode, yeah. They don't have a Hollywood Walk of Fame star yet.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Isn't
all right.
That
I mean,
crazy?
I love Depeche Mode, but they're British. I thought it was just, well, maybe it's not just open to American.
Anybody, I guess, who has influenced American entertainment is going to be on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, I guess, which would make sense.
I am really glad that John Carpenter is getting his star finally after all of these years. And, you know, even for somebody, I'm sure those people that enjoy those Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
Right.
Of course, it was Jackie Earle Haley that played Freddy Krueger in the remake. And he did a great job, but the movie was, you know, whatever.
Again, but, I mean, you could forget most remakes, including that one.
Right.
I mean, we've been down that road. So,
but when you think about how much money those guys brought to the studios.
Oh.
I mean, they deserve their star.
At least a star. At least a star, you know, and to have their moment where they're putting their hands in the cement and all of that. Of course, they deserve all of that. Now, and finally, in other Hollywood news this morning, Ryan Seacrest is going to make his hosting debut on Wheel of Fortune this fall. I know, aren't we all so excited? With the return of Vanna White. Maybe. Vanna signed a 2-year contract to stay on the show through the 2025-2026 season, but there are now reports that she just isn't jiving with Seacrest. Go figure. A source says, quote, there is a part of her that wants to walk away sooner. It's just so difficult to do it without Pat. Of course, talking about Pat Sajak. Now, does anybody really jive with Ryan Seacrest? I mean, honestly, if you listen to his radio show, his hosts are just kind of there, right? They're just basically there to humor him. If you watch him host any other TV program, it doesn't really feel like people love Ryan Seacrest. They're just there because they were asked to be, their contract said they needed to be, or they're getting paid to be there. It doesn't feel like anybody really wants to hang with Ryan Seacrest, does it?
I never understand this. I mean, why that guy? I mean, he was great when he was on American Idol. Performed that hosting gig perfectly, okay?
Right?
But then why does he has to host every single other thing? Do you think he got along with Kelly Ripa? How do you think that worked out?
I don't know. I'm not sure how that went because they seem to do okay. Kelly Ripa seems like the type of person, though, who is a true professional and she's just going to make it work with whomever, right? Like, that's kind of how I feel about her. And not every star can be that you can say that about them, but I don't know why he's got to be the front runner for every hosting job. I mean, even look at the New Year's thing, you know, where he took over from Dick Clark and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's never going to be the same without Dick Clark. Duh, he was Dick Clark. He was amazing. But at the same time, does it need to be Seacrest? I mean, can he stick to his radio thing and producing the Kardashians? Do we need to see him all the over the place? I don't know.
Oversaturation
understand.
Again.
I
mean, and
it.
Sometimes I understand it. When it was Regis, I could understand when you do a morning show and then you host a game show. Okay.
Sure.
Let's leave it at that then, okay?
Right.
Let's not
right.
do every single possible gig that there is out there. I don't know.
I think it'd be awesome, though, if it was Vanna White, who was like, nope, not going to do this thing with Seacrest.
Yeah.
I would be
she
totally
should fly off
that.
To Hawaii and do the community theater show that Sajak is doing.
That's right. He's going to be doing South Pacific over in Hawaii. She could be his leading lady. I think that would be awesome, right? Just reunite him on community
Probably
theater
not stage. As big of a paycheck, but yeah. Whatever.
Give her some back pay for all the years she didn't make what Pat was.
Yeah.
And let her walk into the sunset if that's what she really wants. Mm-hmm. I honestly would fulfill her contract because she deserves it. She put in as many years on that show as Pat did, and probably more iconic as far as what Pat did. I mean, he was a host, don't get me wrong, but Vanna was iconic on the show because of the dresses and the letters
That's the thing. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that think, oh, well, all she did was just turn the letters. But there were a lot of people that tuned in to Wheel of Fortune just to see Vanna. So, she should have made just as much as Sajak got.
I mean, she made the dudes happy because she's Vanna. She's gorgeous.
Eye candy.
Women loved her because she always looked put together and she was beautiful and she was, his sidekick and she never wore the same dress. And she just was one of those TV personalities that you kind of loved because she was Vanna White. So the woman knits in her spare time. I mean, what more do you want from her? I mean, give her the money. So give the woman some back pay. And if she decides she can't work with Ryan Seacrest because he's not Pat Sajak, I don't blame her. I don't blame her whatsoever.
Who do you think they would get then to fill in that slot?
I've said it before. I've been saying it since the beginning. I think at some point it's going to be Ryan Seacrest and Molly Sajak, Pat's daughter. I really, truly believe that because she's been doing all of the social media stuff over the last couple of years for Wheel of Fortune. And I truly believe that at some point they have it in their heads that she, because you're going to carry on the Sajak name then, she's going to be on that stage probably with Ryan Seacrest. Unfortunately.
It does kind of speak volumes because Vanna just went through all this contract stuff.
Right?
With the execs, okay? So now she's saying, I don't know.
She met Seacrest. She sat down and had a conversation with him, and she's like, I don't know if I can do this
now. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm assuming that's what happened anyway. At least that's how I'm going to play it out in my head. She knows. He deals with the Kardashians every day. You take it for what it's worth. Taking a look at your forecast right now. Mostly sunny and warm today. We were talking about it. We're looking at a high right around 90. Partly cloudy down to 62 tonight. Tomorrow, a little bit cooler. Lots of sunshine as well with a high right around 80. Right now, it's 73. The morning show brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
The Spring Green Arts Fair is a juried fair with over 180 artists. Fine arts, displays of graphics, photography, glass, jewelry, pottery, sculpture, and much more. Proceeds from artists and local food offerings are granted to nonprofit community needs in the arts. The Spring Green Arts Fair has been held for over 50 years in beautiful downtown Spring Green, Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4. SpringGreenArtFair.com.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
99.7 Max FM.
Talks. There is Neon Trees, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:37 right now. And if you've been living under your air-conditioned rock for the past week, you might not know it's been pretty hot across the United States. Things have eased up a little bit in the Northeast, but the South, Southwest, and Midwest are still all dealing with upper 90s and triple digits today. So I figured it was time to play another edition of It's So Hot, How Hot Is It? It's so hot that Google searches for heat dome hit an all-time high. A heat dome is when a high-pressure system really just parks itself in one spot and traps warm air so cooler air can't get in. Some experts say heat bubble would be more accurate, but dome pretty much gets the point across. It's so hot in western Pennsylvania, firefighters were asking people to donate water. Drinking water, that is, not the stuff they're actually spraying from their hoses. It was so hot in Baltimore on Sunday, Mayor Brandon Scott jumped in the Inner Harbor to cool off. 150 people joined him for a planned event to show that for the first time in decades, the water is clean enough to swim in, but it did recently get an F rating from a clean water advocacy group. Who really cares when it's as hot as it was on the East Coast this weekend? And then finally, it's been so hot that mailbox lasagna is trending again. A Tennessee weatherman's video from 2022 is making the rounds. Use fully cooked meat, put everything in a dish, toss it in your mailbox, and wait up to 8 hours. That would be awesome if ours wasn't covered in ants. Can't get rid of them. Sprayed it numerous times. nobody wants ants in their lasagna. Because if I'm going to go to all that trouble, I'm going to eat it at the end of it, even if it was cooked in my mailbox. Just saying. Give it a try if your mailbox isn't, covered in ants. I don't know why things like that happen out here at Goose Poop Pond. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Speaking of hot temperatures, we are talking a high right around 90 today. Corey Hartman's going to tell you about that. At least we're going to get rid of the chances for rain, at least until the end of the week. Mike Ganger's also going to join us for a look at local sports. And remember, birthdays and anniversaries coming up in just a few minutes as well. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, you can always text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown? How would you like to find out the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or would you like to experience an exciting ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo tour today.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Milwaukee Brewers open up the series against the defending champs with a 6-3 victory at home. Team trailed 2-0 heading into the fifth inning. They would score one on a wild pitch in that frame, give up another in the sixth, but then a massive fifth inning. Rhys Hopkins came up to the plate with the bases loaded and launched a near 400-foot home run for a grand slam. 5-3 the score there. They'd add another one later in that frame. 6-3 is where it ends for the crew. Freddy Peralta struck out 6 batters in the game, gave up a couple of earned runs, and scattered 4 hits. Team improves to 46-33 for the season. Now a full 5 games up on the St. Louis Cardinals in second place for the NL Central. Team 2 teams meet this evening. Bryce Wilson will get the go for Milwaukee, and Andrew Heaney will be countering for the Rangers. 7-10 first pitch from AmFam Field. For the first time in their over 30-year history, the Florida Panthers are the Stanley Cup champions. They get a 2-1 win over Edmonton last night to avoid the collapse in the Stanley Cup final. They led the series 3-0. Then Edmonton rattled off 3 straight victories to force last night's Game 7. The Panthers went on a long offensive drought in the third period, but their defense and goaltending came up big, kept Edmonton off the board, and they held on for that victory. Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and warm with a high near 90 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 62. Mostly sunny and 80 for Wednesday. A touch cooler Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. For Friday, showers and thunderstorms return. We'll see a high near 80. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 74. 99.7.
7:42 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope you are having a great start to your Tuesday. It's Eddie Money now. This is Take Me Home Tonight on 99.7 Max FM.
Appetite with all the power to release it. It isn't safe to walk the city streets.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:46 right now. And Finn, I've been watching this story this morning because I think this is absolutely crazy. It came up in our prep today, and then I had to go actually watch the story that was on news in California. It's not quite Gilligan's Island, but it's pretty darn close. There's this 34-year-old guy in the state of California. His name is Lucas McClish, and he set out for a three-hour hike back on June 11th, and somehow he got himself lost in the forest of the Santa Cruz Mountains for 10 days. He didn't have anything with him because he was just on his way to work. He was going to take a three-hour hike, just, you know, friendly one, before he headed off to the office for the day. Okay. Thankfully, though, Lucas did survive thanks to drinking water out of his hiking boots. He was found a few days ago. The authorities used drones to locate him in a thick forest after witnesses reported hearing his pleas for help. A lot of agencies were involved in this, including the County Sheriff's Office, California State Parks Rangers, and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. Lucas made it out. He had no major injuries, although the thing about it is he was in there for 10 days. It looked like he'd actually been lost for 10 years. You referenced Gilligan's Island. They look way better than this guy ever did coming off the island. Did they ever make it off the island, by the way? I'm not sure.
I don't believe they did. I don't think so. But, you know, Marianne and Ginger still looked fantastic.
They did. Absolutely. Now, Lucas spent his days desperately hiking up and down canyons, drinking water out of his boots, foraging wild berries, trying to elude a mountain lion, and also dreaming of burritos. His words, not anybody else's. Clearly, Lucas was comfortable hiking the woods. He said he got lost, though, because he couldn't recognize certain landmarks because they've been wiped out by those wildfires. So, you know, you joke about the whole thing. Luckily, the dude is okay. It just goes to show, though, you got to be kind of careful when you get way out deep into the woods to do a little hiking.
That's an incredible story. Yeah.
That's why you should always stay on the trails, people. Not everybody can look like Ryan Seacrest all the time, you know.
And I know you're a fan of hacks, as am I. Did you see the episode where they got lost?
That was a great episode because if you've, you know, been watching that show and you are caught up with this season, you know there is one particular episode where they do get lost.
Deborah and Ava get lost in the woods.
Yeah, they go for a little walk and they go off the trail a little bit. And Gene Smart's character reminds me of a little bit of what Ryan Seacrest, as long as we've brought him up a few times this morning, would be like out in the wild on his own as well. So anyway, we're glad that Lucas is okay, though. And hopefully the first thing he got when he got out of the woods was a big burrito, since he had been dreaming of them. I mean, he kind of deserves it. 10 days lost in the woods is not a easy
lead
feat,
me in the direction of the nearest Taco Bell or John's.
That's
please
right.
Now
exactly
ASAP.
Oh my goodness. Be careful though out there, people. I mean, you know, we've got some pretty dense wooded areas around here that people like to hike, so you got to be a little careful when you're out
it
there.
Is pretty crazy when you're following the trails, and if you have no sense of direction,
which I do not.
I do not,
right?
I mean, and now of course with cell phones it makes it way easier. But
sometimes,
at the same time,
though, if you get into those areas where it's so dense, you can't get a signal. I mean, I'm surprised the drones, I know drones are pretty miraculous, but with some of the footage that I was watching, because I actually watched some of the news stories that were done on this guy, some of the coverage from the trees is so, so thick. I'm surprised that the drones were even actually able to capture anything in some of the woods. But drones are pretty awesome, but they obviously were up to par that day, because wow, crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. So just stay on the trails, people. If all else fails, don't wander off in your own direction, because you never quite know what's going to happen from there. Moral of the story, just doing our little PSA to keep people safe this morning, Finn. We don't want to have one of those stories here in Wisconsin. Now, we do have a bunch of celebrity birthdays we've got to talk about here this morning. I just thought that was a crazy story, though, getting lost in the woods, surviving 10 days. I couldn't even survive 1 hour, so let's just be honest. I would just be like, I'm going to die here. It's over.
And you do have those adventurer types that love to go off the trails and just explore, and then, you know,
just on his way to work, just a leisurely 3-hour hike on his way to work. Who are you? What are we doing even talking about? Anyway, birthday time. If you're celebrating today, whether it's a birthday or an anniversary, or maybe you know somebody who is, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. So we're going to start with McKenna Gray. She played Phoebe Spangler in Ghostbusters Afterlife and Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. She's celebrating her 18th birthday. Two movies that came out and then you heard very little about after that. Busy Phillips is celebrating a birthday. She's 45 years old. You know her best as Audrey on Dawson's Creek. She was also Summer on Peacock's Girls 5 Eva and Amy Schumer's best friend in the movie I Feel Pretty. Linda Cardinelli is celebrating a birthday. She is Judy on that Netflix series Dead to Me. You also know her as Hawkeye's wife in Avengers Endgame and Age of Ultron. She was Velma in Scooby-Doo, Sylvia on Mad Men, and Samantha on ER. She is 49 years old today. Jeff Cohen, who played Chunk in The Goonies, is celebrating a birthday. If you remember the Truffle Shuffle, you remember Chunk for sure. He is celebrating his 50th birthday. He's an entertainment lawyer now, and he actually is the attorney for a few Oscar-winning actors, including some of his former Goonies cast members. So there you go. And by the way, he looks nothing like he did as a kid. Absolutely nothing. In fact, if you look at a photo of him as a kid and then a photo of him now, you're like, plastic surgery, good genes, a little diet, what actually happened there? But yes, he has gone on from acting. Angela Kinsey is celebrating a birthday today as well. Of course, you know her as Dwight's tightly wound lady Angela on The Office. She is 53 years old. Speaking of The Office, this dude made the British version pretty popular. Ricky Gervais is celebrating a birthday today. He is 63 years old. Sonia Sotomayor is also celebrating. She is the third woman to serve on the Supreme Court. She is 70 years old today. David Paich, who is Toto's awesome singer as well as keyboardist, Hold the Line, Africa, Rosanna, some of that group's hits. He is celebrating his 70th birthday today, which means, of course, Finn will try to maybe pull out some Toto here this morning. Yeah, maybe a little extra.
Yeah, what are you thinking? What tune?
I've got to go through the library. You can tell I do these things on the fly. I'm never very prepared. We have, let's see, Africa and Rosanna in the line. I know we have more than that. I'm going to have to actually.
We don't have Hold the Line.
We do have Hold the Line. We play that regularly. I don't know why it's not coming up. Anyway, I'll figure out something. Maybe some Rosanna. Only because I love that song, because I've told this before. It reminds me of the one episode of Will and Grace when Grace goes to a prison with Will to visit somebody who was incarcerated, or maybe it was Megan Mullally's character because her husband was incarcerated. At any rate, they end up in a prison, and she runs into, Grace does, one of her old boyfriends from high school who's in prison now, and he changes the lyrics of Rosanna to Grace Adler. And of course, she strikes up a prison romance with this dude, and then realizes he's been doing the same bit to hundreds of other women who are sending him money and things like that. So it's why I love Rosanna so much, because it's hilarious. Jimmy Walker, who used to be Dynamite J.J. Evans on Good Times, he is 77 years old.
Dynamite!
I love legend. That show. That was a great show. Now, this one actually blew my mind this morning. Carly Simon is celebrating a birthday today. I don't know why, because I know how old she is, but for some reason, 81 just does not seem like the age that Carly Simon should be, right?
Yeah, she seems like she should be, you know, perpetually living in her 40s, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know what it was about this one that blew my mind, because logically, I know how old she is. Mm-hmm. I mean, You're So Vain, which, by the way, was written about Warren Beatty, came out in 1972, and she was already like in her 30s at that point, right? So, yeah. I mean, logically, I know that she should be this old, but it's mind-blowing when you actually see the number next to her name. But 81 years old today for Carly
Simon. Really, it hasn't been that long since she fessed up that You're So Vain was about Warren.
Right.
Because that was a big mystery for ever Many since years. 1972. It mm-hmm. was because people speculated that it was about Mick Jagger.
Right.
That it was about Warren Beatty. That I can't remember if anyone ever speculated whether or not it was about James Taylor or not. But
of course, they had a long romance.
Right,
so,
right. But it was a big mystery. And then finally she revealed it. I believe it was kind of connected with an auction, wasn't it?
I think so. Because something, I can't remember how it all came out anymore. But yes, it was something that was being sold related to the song. And so they wanted to know more information. And she basically was like, well, it's about time everybody knows the real story. And so she.
And we all knew it was about Warren anyway.
I mean, come on, it's Warren Beatty.
Yeah.
I don't know how Annette Bening has been like so humbled all of these years being married to Warren Beatty. I think it's kind of crazy, right? Because Annette Bening is just, she feels like America's lady, right? She's just down to earth. She's funny. She's adorable. And then she stands next to Warren Beatty on the red carpet. And you're like, okay, we can do that, I guess. That makes sense.
He's chilled out over the years. Mellowed. Yeah, I mean, the 70s was kind of his decade. And
but let's face it. I mean, he was one good-looking dude and really on the top of his game in the 70s. So if anybody was going to have an ego, it was definitely going to be Warren Beatty, that's for sure. But Carly Simon was like, no, let me call you out on that.
I hope they're still friends.
I wonder if every time Annette Bening gets mad at him, if she just blasts You're So Vain through the house. Like, that would be the ultimate, like, as a couple, wouldn't it? Like, now that you know the secret, I would just blast it through the house every time there was an argument that,
Or she just starts singing the lyrics.
Right, exactly.
You walked into a party.
See, that would be the ultimate way to win a couple's
Warren,
argument
Warren,
right
you're
going
to go out and mow the lawn today. No, I don't feel like it. You walked into the party.
I think that would be the ultimate way to definitely win a couple's argument. That is for sure. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. Hopefully nobody plays You're So Vain for you today. remember, if you want to add somebody to the list, super easy. All you have to do is text 355-9970. Quick look at the forecast. Sunny and warm today. Eventually, we're going to give way to some sunshine after we get rid of these clouds. 90 for a high today. Tomorrow, a little bit cooler with more sunshine. Our next chance of rain, not until Friday. Corey Hartman's going to tell you more about that in just a few moments. We're also going to have a look at ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
Watch the Baraboo fireworks from the best view in town, the Boo U Campus. Friends of the Campus is throwing a party in the Campus Cafe and Balcony. Join them for fireworks with friends July 4th starting at 6 p.m. Enjoy food and beverages along with music by Boo U alumni Shondell Marks. And you can support the campus with scholarships for area students. Tickets are available online at friendsofthecampus.org. Have a happy Independence Day.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the